What's going on, y'all? Thank you for tuning in. You are now listening to Crave Reviews, the show where we talk about superheroes, anime, comic books, and manga. I'm your host, King Spider-Man, and on this episode, we're talking about Dragon Ball Daima. It is the new thing from Dragon Ball and Akira Toriyama. I'm gonna be honest, you know what I'm saying? Not really excited for it, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm with my boy Boss Frank, and we are just, you know, exploring things like that, comparing it to other things like One Piece and Naruto and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Crave Reviews. That's K-R-A-V-V-E underscore R-E-V-V-I-E-W-S to stay caught up on episodes, events, and special guests. Again, thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoy the conversation, leave a comment or DM us your take on it. Now, just sit back and enjoy the show.
Dragon Ball Daima. Yeah, a brand new series. Dragon. A brand new story.
Ball Daima.
A story never told, even though it feels like a story that has been told. Dragon Ball Daima.
No, I was just playing.
This story is brand new, even though Goku did get turned into a baby in GT. Now,
maybe he's just taking what worked from GT and using it for this and giving it new villains. We still don't know that much about him. Yeah. We know that they get turned into kids. It involves a set of Dragon Balls. We don't know if it's the same set or if it's another set.
We don't know what point in time this is either.
No, we sure don't.
So we don't know if this is something to do after Super, even though there's still tons of shit that's going on in Super that has yet to be translated to actual animation. Nonetheless, Dragon Ball Daima.
Multiverse.
Oh yeah, it's a multiverse. It's a multi-chasm.
It might be a multiverse.
Which is kind of strange because we kind of already seen all the different universes in the Tournament of Power.
Well, all the ones that were still around. It was a couple of them that was already destroyed.
Yeah, so unless he's going to go into one of those. Like, unless we're going into... But then again, these universes are essentially different in the sense that none of them actually draw a direct parallel to anything that's going on with Goku and the rest of the the rest of the Z fighters. Like, for the most part, Dragon Ball Super is taking place in the Z universe, but the Z universe gets privy to other universes in the Tournament of Power. So even though it's, what was it, 12 or 11 universes? How many universes?
I don't remember.
I feel like it was probably 12 that fought, but it was probably like 14 or 16 or something like that.
I think it was like
17.
10 of them that fought, and it was like 5 or 6 of them that was like, They mortal count or some shit was high.
Yeah, universe 1 through 3 didn't have to participate in the tournament.
There was a couple others too. I want to say, because universe 7, that's where the regular Dragon Ball universe is, right? Yeah. So I want to say 8.
Yeah, it was a couple of universes. Now that I think about it, it wasn't in a direct order. It was kind of sporadic throughout the ranks.
But yeah, apparently their mortal count or something was high, so they didn't have to participate.
Yeah, everybody, all the things that were living on that planet was exceptional. like strength wise, hygiene, looks, everything.
And then like 18 or 19, a couple of those were already gone.
Yeah.
Before the series started. So, spoiler alert for the end of Super, the Super anime, rather. With 17 wished all the universes back, he wished back the ones that were already destroyed, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess in some type of bizarro twist of events, something is going to go on in, I guess, this Daima universe. But from what it seems like, from the onlook, we're getting something brand new, which means that we're going to be dealing with a new set of rules, a new set of villains, a new set of outcomes, and possibly a new set of powers and transformations. Because if you're going to do it brand new, I guess you got to kind of change how things work, because GT was definitely a great example of being able to create a different power set, even though Toriyama didn't like that shit.
Well, when he got back, he didn't necessarily not like it. He consulted on a little bit of it, but
yeah,
it wasn't really his vision.
Yeah, Super Saiyan. Yeah, I mean, it was the vision of some of the other co-creators of Dragon Ball Z, and not Toriyama himself. But for him to basically kind of not necessarily agree with Super Saiyan 4, because that's kind of what his Super Saiyan God and Super was. Like he was saying, Super Saiyan 4 was something that he didn't really want to do, because he kind of wanted to reserve that power set for like a like Super Saiyan God, which he essentially got to do when he came back with the series. But for the most part, I'm excited, I guess you could say, but I don't think, I mean, I'm kind of like with everybody else. With everything that's established for Super, as far as Granola and Maro and all these other people, and Black Frieza and Ultra Ego and shit like that. Like, I want to see more Super. I'm not really trying to dive into a totally separate situation, because that's kind of what drew my attention away from Walking Dead. Like, Walking Dead was good, but the reality sunk in that you was going to have to kill off the main characters, but you still wanted to juice the franchise for what you can juice it for. So starting Fear of the Walking Dead and all this other shit, it kind of drew my attention away, because now I got to focus on too many things that's essentially around the same universe. So Walking Dead still has shit going on. But then you have Fear of the Walking Dead that has shit going on in two different cities. You have the outbreak in Los Angeles, which was the premiere of that series. And then you had, I guess, the catch-up to what was going on with one of the characters from the actual Walking Dead series. And, you know, just a lot of stuff. And then, like, now this spinoff where you got the Negan and the other chick still kind of surviving and doing their own thing now. And it's, you know, it's just, it's.
Don't Daryl got a spinoff too?
Yeah, Daryl has his. So it's like, you know, it's just a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's kind of like, yeah, Carl's gone, Rick's gone. Like, what are we, Michonne's gone. What are we really sticking around for? And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Goku, yet again, has had help and, you know what I'm saying, finding a new challenger that's stronger than him to make him stronger and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's still more shit out there to do in just that one series. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of like with The Walking Dead. Like, there was still, I guess you could say, more shit to do with that series. But why not just cut The Walking Dead and just fully commit to the other two things that you got established, or the other three things you got established now, so I don't know. Daima might be a distraction for the lack of, you know what I'm saying, time they got to put into creating the rest of the Super animation. Because it's like, I kind of hate when you got something that works and it just needs fine tuning, and you just decide to do something completely new. So all the animation and stuff like that, it looks great in the previews and everything for Daima. But it's like that same concentration could have just been put into making the rest of the next arc in the Super series just that much better than this Tournament of Power, because it was a lot of times and down animation and that shit that I was like, I agree with the people when they said that the animation definitely fell off a little bit, because I guess you could say it was rushed. Because to me, Toriyama, I feel like it's kind of still compete, I guess you could say, with One Piece. Because it's like, man, you know what I'm saying? That shit's cranking and it's only getting better. And then, like, for Dragon Ball Z to kind of unknowingly set the trend for American-ready Japanese animation and just have it looking as good and flawless as it was, and really giving the breakdown and all the shit that was going on with the actual combat back then versus what we're getting in Super now. It's like, man, you know, hopefully they can hit the nail, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the coffin with this one and really get this shit, I guess, back to being interesting. Because I'm not going to say this Dragon Ball isn't interesting, but I feel like the animation kind of let us down a little bit, and the storyline and the arcs that we want to get to is kind of like Gear 5 level shit. You know what I'm saying? We like, especially with niggas like Moreau and Granola out there. Like, I'm really ready to get to this. I'm really ready to see this Ultra Ego and see how this shit really...
What kind of transformations you think going to be in that?
I don't know. I mean, because it's a different universe, but...
Because he might throw in something that's kind of like Super Saiyan 4. Just different. Because we already got Ultra Instinct. We already got Super Saiyan God and Super Saiyan Blue.
I mean, it depends. I really feel like Daima is supposed to be on a different axis. Like, how they try to do the different sides of Batman when they do movies. Like, this Batman is the Caped Crusader, but this Batman is really based on the billionaire playboy, but this Batman is really based off of him being a detective and the greatest detective. So it's like, I don't know. Like, I mean, Toriyama has the opportunity to get back to basics. The shit that made Dragon Ball great was really focusing on the combat animation. Everything that people are talking about nowadays, when you throw names like Jujutsu Kaisen up there and My Hero Academia, it's all about the fight scenes and the choreography that goes into the drawing of these fight scenes.
Martial arts.
Yeah, like that's what kind of gave the lackluster to this Dragon Ball Super series. It's like, there was action, but at the same token, it wasn't as focused on the combat versus just the actual action. Like, again, you can go back to the Garlic Jr. saga, which seemingly gets a lot of plays in the clip with Goku fighting off 5 guys. And it's just the choreography and the animation and the choreography of that fight.
You talking about that clip?
That might have been a Dead Zone.
No, that was a Tree of Might.
That was Tree of Might. Okay, yeah.
Man, look, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Tree of Might has some of the best Dragon Ball Z-ing ever.
Yeah.
Like, the way everybody got involved in the fight, like, everybody had a little moment to shine. And it was dope. You know what I'm saying? And for some reason, it's just no other showing of Dragon Ball, for me anyway, just shows how talented these characters are when it comes to fighting.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Most of the time when you see them in the arcs, they're just waiting on Goku or getting beat up until Goku gets there. You know what I'm saying? And Tree of Might niggas is taking blows and giving blows.
Yeah, that's some of the best Tien, some of the best Yamcha, some of the best fucking Krillin you gonna get is from Tree of Might and Piccolo as well. And it's like, you know, with Daima, he has that opportunity to, if everybody's gonna go back to kids, the biggest question is what's the time span that we're hitting on? Where is this in time? And that, which is something that's interesting when you break down how the actual time calendar works in Dragon Ball because of how the game is. Like, the game, when you play Xenoverse, and you know what I'm saying, you're going through all these events that happen, the age is like 537. It don't say the year. It says age 537, which is still three digits. You know what I'm saying? We're in four-digit, you know what I'm saying, year calculation. So it's like, it's interesting to see, but nonetheless, it's still interesting to see at what point in the timeline is this going to fall on, because are these going to be, are they going to get turned into kids with their prior martial art knowledge? Are they going to be turned into kids and just have and have it to where they have to grow back up again, kind of like with what's her name? What's her name again? Because baby, they all got turned into kids. Pilaf, Emperor Pilaf, and
Emperor Pilaf and Mai. And
yeah,
dog guy. I don't know the dog's name.
Yeah, I keep forgetting his name, but you know, they essentially have to grow up again. So it's like, is that going to be what's going on here? Because if that's the case, then it's like, what are you gonna, how are you gonna develop that? You know, your Goku has essentially made it to God and Super Saiyan God, and have him revert back to a kid, that means his body isn't gonna be able to do as much because of how much power it takes. But then it's like, how, man, like, how strong are they gonna be at in these kid forms?
I think a lot of the questions would have been null and void, or would have been answered, had they just been like, okay, after, if it was going to be a different timeline, they could have said after the events of the Broly movie and just say that shit was a different timeline. But I think the Broly movie is actually canon to the series. So you would take a movie like maybe Battle of Gods or Resurrection F or Goku and His Amazing Friends Returns. All those movies have different events from what happens in the show.
Yeah.
So you can say that's a separate timeline, and this is a continuation of that timeline. Because to be honest, man, niggas had so much anticipation for what was going to happen after the Tournament of Power. When this came out, it was just like, and I'm one of the people, it was just met with disdain, and I don't know if adulation is you know what I'm saying, a relevant term, but it was just like, man, what are we doing here? Where's the rest of Super? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a person that watches mostly the anime. You know what I'm saying? I've never really gotten into the Dragon Ball manga. So I'm looking for Black Frieza and Maro and, you know what I'm saying, these other characters and transformations with Ultra Ego and shit that I want to see on the anime. But you chose to use the resources that you use for the anime to make a totally different story, which is fine, I guess. You know what I'm saying? And it's probably going to be good, because it doesn't look bad. The animation looks good. Most of the Dragon Ball content outside of the series is not that bad. You know what I'm saying? I liked it, the Broly movies. Even the one that nobody likes, the one with Trunks and Goten and Krillin fighting Broly. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Krillin. Krillin shines in that movie. He also shines in Dead Zone, in the series and the movie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, Krillin doesn't get enough love. But anyway, with Dragon Ball Daima, man, I'm just eager to see, like, what is it gonna add to Dragon Ball, to the lore? You know what I'm saying? Because with Dragon Ball Super, it added, you know, Super Saiyan God and Ultra Instinct. And Super Saiyan Rose and Super Saiyan Blue. You know what I'm saying? Even GT added Super Saiyan 4. You know what I'm saying? And the concept of...
And a different fusion. We got Vegito and
Vegito GT. Instead of Gogeta.
Did we get Gogeta?
It was either one. Whichever it was, it was another. You know what I'm saying? No, as a matter of fact,
I think it was Gogeta.
I think that Vegito only appeared in the movies.
Yeah, Resurrection.
The Resurrection of Fusion.
Yeah, because Gogeta actually went Super Saiyan 4, so I think that was in GT.
Yeah.
So Gogeta is GT's.
No, I mean, Gogeta originates from the Majin Buu saga.
Was it? Oh, so that was Gogeta? Yeah. Or was it Vegito?
No, that was Gogeta. And Vegito is... So Gogeta is a result of the fusion dance. Vegito is a result of
the Patara earrings.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so cool. It's like, what is Dragon Ball Diamond going to... introduce, we're going to add to the lore. I think I heard one YouTuber say something about magic, and I think that would be cool.
We already had magic.
Well, they use magic, but they don't use magic in combat, for real.
I mean, the only people that really use magic to an extent is like, I mean, but that's just...
The Dragon Balls are magic.
No, I was just going to say, that's just by way of Dragon Ball Z, the video games, because
brain fart.
Vados and Whis are technically using magic when they fight, when you play the games. So it's like when you go in and you play, you know what I'm saying? Not really the Budokais, but just really like, you know what I'm saying? They kind of use magic, but more to the point, I always get his name mixed up. Is it Deboer?
Deboer from the Majin Buu saga, the devil dude?
Yeah. Yeah, so Deboer technically uses magic, because he's a devil.
Mm-hmm.
And he technically uses magic. And so does, like, Fu, to an extent. Because Fu is, I guess you could say, the offspring of Mira. And I guess you could say between... Is it Mira? Or is it... What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah, you got to play the games. But they essentially made a kid, so... It wasn't Mira, it's the other chick. I can't remember that bitch name right now.
Master Roshi, his sister, the lady, the witch lady.
Yeah, Baba. Baba's a witch.
Yeah. So magic exists in Dragon Ball, but you don't see anybody like any prominent fighting characters for real.
Using magic. Yeah,
like just completely magical.
They wouldn't need to use it.
But, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Maybe that's what it is. They're introducing characters who can be like, you know, they might not be physically strong, but their magic is so strong.
I really hope they wouldn't do that, because it would kind of make it feel like a One Piece type of thing at that point.
You think so?
Yeah, because One Piece might not be necessarily centered on wizardry, but there's something magical about those devil fruits. And the shit that people are able to do because of it. Like, Dragon Ball is purely set on physical strength and feat and ability. One Piece is more or less set on the dynamic of how much you understand your devil fruit and how well of a pirate you are.
But that ain't the only thing One Piece is set on. The devil fruit is just one aspect. With the determination and strength that you was talking about, that's where your haki comes in at with One Piece.
Yeah, but
that's why you got Conqueror's haki and armament haki and observation haki, and that's why only certain people can do certain ones. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't like observation haki and armament haki are kind of common, but you gotta really be a hell of a motherfucker to do Conqueror's haki.
Yeah, and that's, you know what I mean? Like, they don't, but it's still like,
you gotta have that willpower. It's not just.
It's kind of like an air of some type of magical. It's like some.
Now the devil fruits are definitely probably magic. Some type of magic.
I mean, the nigga is Joy. I mean, Joy Boy himself. The explanation of Joy Boy is definitely in the realm of something that would be magical. Just along, like, I mean, again, like, magic is the first thing that comes in my mind when it comes to these giants and these animal, these fucking minks and just humanoid animals. Period.
All of those are like, you know, native to that, to the One Piece world.
Yeah,
those are part of the races of the One Piece world. The minks, giants, buccaneers.
Yeah, but that's why I said that, because tribe. It's like just in the
that's
same.
Not, but that's not magic. That's the natural world.
But that seems like magic because, again, I just got done watching what Dungeons and Dragons.
But it only, that's what I'm
and
saying.
And Dungeons and Dragons is
it only
definitely,
seems like magic, but that's. Those are the natural races of the world.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, though, it's more or less in the magical, you know what I'm saying, capitulation. Like, the majority of the people in Universe 7 are, again, you have Baba, who is a witch,
mm-hmm,
that does magic. Now, outside of the humanoid animals that live in the Dragon Ball universe, which is a part of that natural, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The natural progression of their world.
It's almost nothing magical due to how much fighting they do just off of natural ability and how far they've taken that ability. Versus being in a One Piece universe where all this shit happens around some type of magical force. Like, again,
there won't be no magical force.
Nigga, we just said it. There's something magical about devil fruits.
Yeah, but it's not about the devil fruits. The devil fruits are just a means to.
It's not about the. But it's like, again, everybody. Okay, so perfect example, Full Metal Alchemist.
Mm-hmm.
They have two different worlds where, in one world, they can do alchemy, in the other world, it's all around. Which is like, it's they're completely parallel to each other, but it's like alchemy really works and you can really do the shit you do in that realm. Now, you can't do that shit in the real, real realm because it doesn't, the same laws don't apply. That's what Edward was going through when he went through the gate. He went through the gate and came out in our reality where Automail didn't exist. You just had what do they call it again? Prosthetic. You just had a prosthetic. You can't move it. You can't fucking turn it into goddamn a sword or nothing, nigga. It's just a prosthetic. That's how our reality works. So it's just like the same thing with One Piece. Their reality is really working at the core off of a magical basis. This is why fucking water and rivers can go up. This is why people have these devil fruit. This is why people have the ability to do certain things. This is why we have these types of animals and stuff.
This what you're trying to explain about One Piece?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the biggest mysteries. This is one of the things that people are trying to figure out.
Yeah.
What is it? But it's not.
It's a
well,
magical
at
world.
Least most of the theories are based in science. Check this out. This is one of the biggest theories about why you have shit like Reverse Mountain and all those storms and shit, all the abnormal weather conditions. Because the red line, you know how it goes this way?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to go this way.
Yeah, like an equator.
Yeah, somebody shifted the planet. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. That's why so much shit, crazy shit happens on the Grand Line. That's why the whales bump their head against the red line. You know what I'm saying? And maybe they didn't shift the planet so much as shift all these land masses that form the red line, because they're so tall, they go up higher than Sky Islands. You know what I'm saying? So even in real life, if you shift the United States and Africa around like that, you better believe it's going to be a whole lot of geological anomalies.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what the grand line is.
Is there something else I can help with?
And that, no, Siri. But that's what I mean by like, okay, now you have a science, and then that's the sweet part. That's when science and religion clash. Because some shit can be explained on the scientific level. But that's why all the other shit that can't be explained is...
No, they're saying Oris pulled that shit together like that.
Like Oris flipped the world and got it like...
No, crazy. They... Like whoever plan it was to do that, they used Oris to do it. That's why they called him the continent puller.
And you see? And that right there...
Yeah, like everything that's going on in One Piece that seems magical, they're explaining that shit.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that shit. Even with the devil fruits, Dr. Vegapunk. This is after Wano spoilers, but Dr. Vegapunk says that with devil fruits, there's like a will from the very first user. You know what I'm saying? And they come into existence because of people willing them into existence. Like somebody somewhere wanted to be able to control soap so bad
that it sounds like magic. And that's all I'm saying. Because science can explain a lot. But when it comes down to it, the basis of this shit, you mean to
that's
tell
the me... That's the devil fruits, though.
We're real... I mean, but...
That's just one aspect.
It's one aspect, but it's one of the biggest harpoons in the series.
One of the biggest power systems in the series.
Again, because if they didn't have devil fruit at all, you probably really wouldn't have a lot of the beings that exist in that world.
Because he was saying...
Because certain things would affect things.
Like those... That... Yeah, so people just wanted to be able to control dirt so bad. Or somebody wanted to control the forest...
So bad.
Some, you know what I'm saying? That it willed it into existence, into a fruit. But it's still more to it. It's like, it's ancient animals.
Yeah.
Involved.
Like, so, like it.
No,
like,
no, I'm talking about, what I'm talking about is, like, ancient animals or ancient creatures who had an effect on the world geologically. Or, I can't really, I gotta rewatch a lot of those videos. Shout out to a lot of the YouTubers. The One Piece community on YouTube is awesome. Grand Line Review, O'Hara, Arthur, Mr. Morge, a lot more of those guys. Joy Boy, Hidden Island. A lot of those guys have great theories, and I think you should all go and check those guys out if you are a fan of One Piece. But, like, basically, it's like, there's shit that happened in that world as to why every little thing is the way it is. It ain't just, you know, and with the devil root thing, with the inherited will, it's the notion of inherited will, and that will being tangible. You know what I'm saying? Because Vegapunk believes that the soul is tangible, because when you die, you weigh 21 grams less. And he figures that 21 grams is the soul.
Which is hilarious, because that was also something that was explored in a little show that I like to watch, that you can go see now on Paramount Plus, called Evil, starring one of my favorite actors, Mike Coulter, who you might know as Luke Cage.
Trash!
From the Netflix series. Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. Anything that isn't DC, this nigga doesn't like.
I had something in my throat.
If it doesn't have to do with the Arrowverse or Flash, lying. This nigga don't like it. But
he's lying.
Evil is definitely a real good show. And one of the episodes they had in season 3 was of one of the churches was doing a study that needed a volunteer, of course, and one of the father well I mean
ministers or fathers, however you want to, preachers, however you want to say it, was actually getting ready to pass away. And what they were going to do was put him on this scale that was surrounded by infrared cameras and lights and everything like that. And at the moment of his passing, they were going to record his weight. So they recorded his weight while he was alive. And at the moment of his passing, they recorded his weight. Found out he was exactly 21 grams lighter.
Hmm.
So, and at that point, they did catch something on one of the infrareds. And that was, believably, the soul leaving the body. But, of course, it's a TV show based on supernatural shit. So, they tried to reweigh the body. And it was back to his regular weight because the nigga was alive again. And apparently cancer-free. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Great show. But yeah.
They cured cancer.
That nigga soul returned back to his body and his weight is what it was. So, One Piece does have a lot of shit steeped in science, but science is very much entangled with the supernatural. And supernatural shit resides with magic. We can't explain everything, but for one thing is for sure. If you can will something into existence, that's nothing different than a magician pulling something out of thin air.
But you know they say magic is just science we don't understand.
Hmm? Well, magic to an extent, if you want to get off on that topic, magic is a science we understand. Just people don't want to commit to the belief. Because in science, it's about what the equation works. Yeah, it's the equation that actually makes it work. And magic, the equation is belief. Like, if you don't believe in the magic that you're doing, then the magic would never work. But if you actually wholeheartedly believe in the shit that you're doing at that moment, then you yourself would perform the actual magic. If you, you know, do everything to the T like you're supposed to, you'll actually perform it.
Well, put in the scientific way, you're exerting a type of energy that is manipulating other energies and other atoms to move in a certain way.
Which is possible. You know what I'm saying? The law of attraction and everything else like that is very plausible when you think about how everything works. Which is why Wicca is so big. Like, Wiccans don't necessarily perform, I'm finna throw this dust in this fire and then it's gonna poof and magic happens. They have a very thorough understanding of nature and how nature works together. Cause anytime, and this is fucking fact, you can go Google this shit. Anytime Indians, Native Americans, get together and perform the rain dance, it actually rains. I'm not talking about like the heart machine where they can blow these big ass things of steam into the air and make it, you know what I'm saying, rain. I'm talking about these folks actually have a way to communicate with nature in a way that they can actually call the rain. And it's different, you know what I'm saying? And again, that's what plays along with what I believe and when it comes down to One Piece. A lot of this shit isn't as much science as it is like actual magic that's going on. Because the strongest magic you can have is belief. If you believe, it's just like with fucking Peter Pan. That was the only way Peter was like in Hook with Robin Williams. And you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Robin Williams. He lost his belief and he stopped being Peter Pan. But when them kids got him to believe, when he killed Raphael, nigga, that's when his belief came. That's when he can fly. You know what I'm saying? And just like in One Piece, the belief is changed for will. And Luffy's will is nothing short than magical. Because of all the shit that his will as well as his friends has got him through. And that's some of the strongest magic. Like, Luffy's character belongs in Disney.
Like, Luffy could very well, Joy Boy and Peter Pan could damn near be the same motherfucking person. If you really want to, you know what I'm saying, you know, apples and oranges. Peter Pan's imagination is why he could be Hook. And why Hook can never beat Peter Pan. But Peter Pan's imagination is exactly the power set that Gear 5 Luffy has as Joy Boy. It's magic. Joy Boy's imagination is essentially his power set. And that's the power set of Gear 5 for Luffy. So, if you're going to say that it's all scientific, you have to look at Joy Boy and Peter Pan and tell me that there isn't any magic in that. That's magic. You know what I'm saying? Ancient magic. You know what I'm saying? Mythological magic. Whatever type of... Because, again, you got big-ass Neanderthals that pull the earth. You got motherfucking giants and ogres and all this shit. And all that shit usually comes from a background where that world is steeped in magic. You want to talk about Middle Earth? Because Middle Earth had a lot of shit like that with rivers running backwards and going up. Because you saw it in fucking Pirates of the Caribbean. On Strange Tides.
That shit was definitely magic. But with One Piece, it's just a lot of shit that's just unexplained. And as the series goes on, everything that's unexplained is slowly being explained. With the Devil Fruit thing, there's got to be more to it than that. Than just...
I mean, because outside of Kaido and Doflamingo and them niggas, like, making the devil fruits that they were making.
Now that was science. And they made it to where they could only do Zoan devil fruits because that was the only tangible thing you can really do. But then Vegapunk, some more After Wano spoilers. Vegapunk found a way to isolate what's called the lineage factor of a devil fruit. Mm. So he's got what's called Seraphim now that he made for the world government. Whereas he made clones of the seven warlords.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's what I'm saying.
And like, so he took DNA from King's race. I'm not going to tell you what King's race is yet. He took DNA from the seven warlords. And he took DNA from various other pirates. Including Senior Pink. Including Boa Hancock. You know what I'm saying? And he made it to where he can give devil fruit powers to anybody. Mm-hmm. So right now, you got two people running around using the devil fruit power of the love fruit. There's a Seraphim of Boa Hancock, and then you got Boa Hancock herself. Both of them have the same power set as far as devil fruit powers are concerned. The only thing is the Seraphim also has, I'm going to just tell you, King's race is called Lunarians.
Which is the, what's the names, right?
No. The
Celestial Dragons?
No. The Lunarians were an old race that were around before the Celestial Dragons took over. Mm-hmm. And the theory is that the Celestial Dragons wiped them out. The Lunarians and the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers is what Kuma really is. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a speculation that Joy Boy was probably a Buccaneer.
It would sound like a Lunarian.
They thought Lunarian, but he didn't have wings. You know what I'm saying? So they're thinking that like Joy Boy might have been a Buccaneer.
Joy Boy and this image with him in being the moon or the sun god.
Yeah, in that little pose, that little Nika pose.
That definitely.
He don't have no wings in that.
Yeah, but it's like a lunar just jumps out.
Joy, he's the sun god.
I mean, lunar is moon, but it's like he's still like an astrological.
Yeah, but is he's not lunarian.
And he can't fly either, can he?
No.
Or can he fly?
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, well, there you go.
I mean, so there's a way to science your way around the devil fruit and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Just like there's a way to science your way around magic. Like, people don't want to say it, but Moses was using magic when he went to the Pharaohs. When he turned his bow into... I mean, because it's not like... I'm not trying to be blasphemous, but it's like... When he threw his staff down and it turned into a snake, like, what is that supposed to be considered?
It's transmutation.
It's transmutation, which is...
Yeah.
Kind of magic.
There's a scientific explanation for transmutation.
I mean, it's alchemy. Yes. But it's like,
yeah, that's alchemy still, is basically transmutation.
Transmutation and alchemy. I mean, that's transmutation came from, you know,
it's
alchemy.
It's the same thing. You're taking this thing and turning it into something else. That's transmutation.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the law of equivalent. I mean, everybody's seen Full Metal Alchemist. If you haven't, you should definitely go see it. Because alchemy is the medieval form of chemistry for those who want like a more direct answer. But alchemy was actually literal, was real. You know what I'm saying? Like, alchemy was actually studied because, like I said, alchemy was the medieval form of chemistry. So without alchemy, we wouldn't have chemistry. Chemistry, of course, has to do primarily with transmutation or changing the state of one thing to something else. But alchemy's whole thing was to turn baser metals into gold, which was one of the biggest things for transmutation that niggas like Nicholas Flamel was trying to get down pat. It was the really turning things into something else, as well as finding the elixir of life. But you know what I'm saying? That's another story for everybody else. But but that's why I said, to an extent, magic takes place in certain places, and for things like One Piece, it makes sense because the world is, that world in particular, is really incumbent of a lot of unnatural things happening that you interact with, whereas Dragon Ball is really a place where people live normal lives, and
except for the extraordinary,
right? The extraordinary ones want to fight. So I can't see it. Like, it's gonna be like, I'm telling you, it's gonna feel like One Piece and Yu-Gi-Oh in one. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, fighting Goku or Goku using magic. I don't know. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. It was pretty goddamn fun to watch it in Full Metal Alchemist. Like, I mean, there's other things like Black Clover and the Black Magician and shit, Black Hat, shit like that. Like, it's other magical things out there. Witch Hunter Robin, which is one of my favorites, that showcase magic on the battlefield. But you know, this Dragon Ball Daima. Even though we damn near just took up a chunk of this time talking about One Piece, Dragon Ball Daima really is something that I hope is going to be good enough to hold me over. Now, and then also, that might be something else too. Dragon Ball Daima might just be something so they can fully work the kinks out of this next arc and this super.
Maybe.
You know, sometimes you need that. Sometimes you need to focus on something so you can come back to something and bring a different, you know, look. Because, again, the biggest thing to improve on for Super is just the animation and breakdown in some of these martial art battles.
Like, so I guess it was like, man, this Dragon Ball Super shit gonna take a while. Let's give them that Dragon Ball Diamond shit we was working on before. Yeah, let's finish that up right quick. To give him something right
that's,
quick.
That's also very possible. Toei was probably not even trying to do fucking Super. He just was like, you know, this One Piece is cracking so fucking hard, and Bleach is cracking so fucking hard, I'm going to have to come back and show these niggas how it's done. Because GT just didn't do it for him. However, you had Dragon Ball Z Budokai to savor all that. Like, there was nothing like going through all the transformations. Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi Budokai 2 was my favorite.
I mean, I got to do every iteration of Boo. Every iteration, Gray Boo. All the fucking fusions and what happens when you make a mistake doing the fusion and all that shit was amazing. So I just, and then, you know what I'm saying, high top fade Vegeta. You know what I'm saying? Amazing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Vegeta with a mustache.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cop mustache, high top fade Vegeta. Like, he didn't have a mustache for GT. He just had, like, they chopped the top of his peak off. That nigga literally just had a Fresh Prince.
Yeah, he did have, I did see a, he had a mustache at one point.
I think he had it at the beginning, but then they...
Then he cut it.
He cut it, just had that drop top.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. But yeah, Magic. Dragon Ball.
Daima. Let us know what you think. Hit us up on Instagram. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up on Spotify. You can hit us up right here. I'm going to put a poll at the end of this. Let us know what you think about Dragon Ball Diamond. Bro, where can they find you?
You can find me at _BossFrank on Instagram. And you can also find me here at Who Really Gives a Fuck on Spotify and all other streaming platforms for podcasts. Again, that's Who Really Gives a Fuck. It's not a joke. It's actually the name of the podcast. Make sure you check it out. King Spider-Man is also there. It's another, you know, we have an actual group of people that, you know what I'm saying, get in where they fit in. They might not necessarily do too much of the anime and stuff, but they definitely fuck with, you know what I'm saying, a couple of topics that we be having on that side of the board. So if you like political shit, if you like talking about relationships and Ratchet TV, make sure you go check out Who Really Gives a Fuck. Streaming on all platforms for podcasts.
And you can follow me on Instagram at KingSpiderMan720. That's KingSpiderMann720. And you can follow me everywhere else. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Just King Spider-Man. Just KingSpiderMann. And of course, follow Crave Reviews. Also follow D-List Celebrities and follow Stoners Ball ATL. All of that is on Instagram. It's spelled exactly how you think it's spelled. So if you can't spell those words, you need to take your ass back to school. Only thing you might not know is Stoners Ball ATL. That's Stoners with a Z. So Stoners Ball ATL. And this is Cray Reviews. We will see you next week, next time.
And next time, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite things that we can talk about. Loki Season 2, bitch!
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about Loki Season 2 and what's going to happen with the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes, sir.